Each week we can't wait to get to the races on a Saturday, and that's the case this week back at Royal Randwick, and the good racing, the good horses really stepping up, and so too is Paul Joyce. Hello to you, Paul.
Yes, hello, Andrew, and you've hit the nail on the head. What a great day's racing we have at Randwick. Autumn in full swing, and of course the superstar of the turf, Winx, will be gracing us with her presence in the Chipping Norton Stakes, and she's a leg of the quaddie. So that's made things very easy for me this week.
Okay, well, let's have a look at them. Legs of the Quaddy, races 6, 7, 8 and 9. Race 6, the Surround, and we see, well, the Kiwi mare is interesting, La Bella Diosa for Mandy and Matt Brown, but they're up against a red-hot Global Glamour following the other day.
Yeah, you're spot on, Andrew. Look, I've had a real good look at this race. Obviously, it's the first leg of the Quaddy. We want to be alive coming into the Chipping Norton, so I've ended up playing it pretty safe. 1, 2, 3, and 4 in that order. Now, I couldn't get past Global Glamour for a couple of reasons. The main one is the fact that this is a set weights race for three-year-old fillies. Now, she's got a rating of 107. She's a two-time Group 1 winner. She won the Life Fingers first up. She only scrambled home that day, but it was still a very convincing win from the front. She'll definitely get the 1,400, and she's come up with a very soft draw. So she's got all of those things in her favour. But in saying that, Foxplay attacked the line over 1,200 in the Light Fingers first up. So she'll improve fitness-wise. She'll appreciate getting out to 1,400. And she meets her at the exact same weights at these set weights conditions. So I found the market a little bit skew if they're having Global Glamour that much shorter than Foxplay. But I could see the reasons behind it. So I'm sticking with Global Glamour to edge out Foxplay. The Kiwi La Bella Diosa, an absolute must. I've gone back and watched nearly all of her replays. She's only had the 6 starts. She's a back marker, but she rattles home. And I have a feeling off barrier one, they won't have to go too far back here because there are about 4 or 5 natural back markers in the race. So don't be surprised if she's a lot closer than people think. And with her turn of foot, she could make this interesting for the two New South Wales fillies. And number 4, well, we've got to put Ome Sword in, don't we? She's had a few problems this preparation. She's had a delayed start to the campaign, but she's brilliant on her day. We saw that last preparation with a second in the Golden Rose and a splashing first up win in the Silver Shadow. So I can't leave her out. Look, for the first leg of the Quaddy, let's be honest, we'd love to see the Kiwi filly knock these off so we knock a few other players out of the Quaddy and the dividend goes up. But for the numbers, for the first leg, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4 in the first leg, race 6. Now, where are you going to play Brave and go one out in the tab, Chipping Norton?
Yeah, look, I don't know how brave it is taking a $1.10 favourite, but you know, you can't tip against Winx, as simple as that. She just keeps winning. Her record is phenomenal. You know, honestly, Andrew, I don't think, I know Black Caviar a few years ago was brilliant all around Australia and winning over the sprint distances and undefeated. But Winx, she just does it over any distance, any stage of the preparation. You know, I think she's the best I've seen. Again, even back Maccabi Diva. I mean, Winx, they're all different types of horses. Mm. But I haven't seen anything as good as Winx. She takes up a position in a race. She overcomes bad luck. She's got terrific acceleration. And in these weight for age races over these distances, she's untouchable because she's going to be in front of Hartnell and then she's got a better turn of foot than Hartnell. So how's he going to beat her? I don't know. I can't see him beating her unless we happen to get a heavy trap or something like that. I just think she's too good. She's too versatile and she'll win again. So for me, yes, definitely for the Quaddy. You want to play the Quaddy. Why not anchor Winx? Give her a cheer home. The way this race maps, Andrew, there's just not a lot of speed or pressure in the field. So I think Winx will be in the first three. Hartnell from the white gate will probably have to go back a little bit. And he's really the only danger on paper. I don't think he'll get within 2 or 3 lengths of Winx. I think Winx could win by 3 lengths or more.
Yeah, I understand exactly. So number 9, Winx solo in the tab, Chipping Norton. The Guy Walter race 8, different sort of race this one. There's a few chances here. Much pace, and we can also report that Thames Court will come out. It's going to stay in Melbourne to run on Saturday for David Brideau. How does it set up, Paul?
Yeah, well, that's interesting with Thames Court coming out because it was one of the few gallopers here who I thought may roll forward. That leaves Flippant, First Seal and even Press Report, who led last start. So only the 3 on-pace runners. Most of these tend to get back, actually, which I think will really set the race up for First Seal. She's very good first up. She's better second up, but she's still very good first up. But she ran 5th in the Golden Pennant last time. She's won twice previously first up. She's had the 2 trials this time, including a trial over 1,200 metres last start, and she won that trial charging through late. Again, this is a set weights and penalties event, so she's the best placed under set weights and penalties, but she's quite better placed than her opposition here. I think Class will prevail. She's got the soft draw. She gets the right run. I'm a big First Seal fan. Number three, Danish Twist. I've got her as the danger, but she's just got that tricky little draw, which first up was probably the reason she got beaten in the end. She probably should have run second behind in her time that day. She just got too far back and rattled home. She's the obvious danger. The four, Dixie Blossoms, very consistent, but again, just has that back marker racing pattern, which is just holding her back from realising the potential that she's got. And then we've got number six, Flippant, who will take advantage of this lack of speed off a perfect draw. She'll be right in the firing line, but I'm a little bit suspect with her running out a strong 1,400. So really, Andrew, I'm a First Seal fan, but for the quaddie, I'll go 1, 3, 4, and 6.
1, 3, 4, and 6 for the quaddie there. The last is the ninth, obviously, due at 10 to 6 at this stage, 10 to line up. John Bateman's got Lofty's Menu coming back. Hasn't raced since the championships last year. It's had a bone chip removed from a fetlock. He's done a lot of work, a lot of grounding work, and a couple of trials. I only mention it because Lofty's is 4 from 4 first up, but in the words of John Bateman, the trainer, he's done as much as he can going into this race.
Yeah, and that's a really big stat, Andrew, 4 from 4 first up. I mean, you've got to respect those stats because horses do race to patterns, and Lofty's Menu is a terrific first up performer. So don't let that long break steer you away from him, especially at the current price of around $8. I think he's a bit of a value chance here. For the quaddie, we've got decent speed in the race. That's most of us drawn wide as well, so the back markers will get their chance. I've got 4, 8, 9, 5, and 7. The 4 on top, Den Purr. Look, Blinker's going first time for Den Purr. Her form doesn't look flash, but she's been racing without luck. Her run at the Gold Coast 2 starts ago was terrific behind Private Secretary and I Am the Lady. And just with that good speed up front, the Blinker's on first time, a soft draw. She'll be back, relaxed, ready to pounce on them late. And she does race really well here at Randwick over the trip. So I've got her on top of a bit of odds. Danger, I thought Your Way is the obvious danger. Terrific form. 8 starts for 6 wins and just keeps taking that next step. Number 9, Machine Gun Jobs, another lightly raced one. 10 starts for 5 wins for 3 placings. We've got some really good mares on the up here down in the weight, so they both go in. The 5, Lofty's Menu, we've already discussed him. 4 from 4 fresh, you can't leave him out of the quaddie. And number 7, Quattronic, 8 starts for 5 wins. These horses are lightly raced with upside, and they're all meeting in the same race. Great way to win the quaddie. I'll go 4, 8, 9, 5, and 7.
Righto. So we're one out with Winks in the tab, chipping Norton, playing a little bit wider in the other ones.
Exactly, Andrew. And look, for $20 this week, we're actually getting 25% off the dividend. So we're having a decent little go at it. And obviously, Winks is our anchor. But look, I'd be surprised if we missed this week's quaddy. It really is just a matter of how much it pays. If we get the right sort of winners in the early leg and perhaps that final leg, we could make a really good profit on the day.
$20 for 25% with the quaddie on Saturday, and it begins with race 6 there. Our Paul Joyce, as normal, will be back on Saturday morning live on Sky Sports Radio with updated thoughts if there's any scratchings. That's at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Good on you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andrew. Really looking forward to this one.
Paul Joyce talking about Randwick Racing on Saturday.